This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, Southern Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Wednesday, November 12, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The new leadership of the African National Congress was not proposing any major changes to South Africa's economic policies, but Secretary General Gwede Mantashe said that it would be untrue to assert that there would be no policy change. He said the dynamic would be one of continuity and change should the ANC prevail as anticipated in the 2009 election. Mantashe explained that this would involve the retention policies that have worked while changing those that had not.
We have been assuring investors and business communities that there will be no major changes in the economic policies of the ANC. We talk of continuity and change, and because if I sit here and say there will be no change, I will not be true to you and to anybody else. There are going to be changes.
South Africa's factory output growth jumped to 4.9% year-on-year in September. This was largely due to base effects after a strike at vehicle parts manufacturers hit production in the same month last year. Statistics South Africa said that growth accelerated from an upwardly revised 0.5% in August, but shrunk 0.6% on a month-on-month basis. Production for the third quarter was down 2.5% compared to the previous 3 months. Also making headlines, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research launches a program focused on sustainable housing. Algeria may alter its medium-term economic strategy. PPC's CEO says the company is cautious but not panicking. And a survey reveals that the infrastructure sector will face a skills shortage for another decade. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.